Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
This is StoryQuest, brand new stories you'll want to hear again and again.
Forest Officer Mistry is delighted with the new water filter he's just had fitted. He walks back to the Chalky Hut to see Akash and give it a great review.
Finally, no more plastic bottles being discarded littering the place. No more wasted energy and all that processing. People can just turn on the tap and fill up their water bottles for free. We should have done this years ago.
Akash is only half listening, being on the phone while munching a delicious piece of chocolate cake. He's been working for weeks on a new recipe, having applied to take part in this year's incredible Indian Cake-Off competition. He'd decided that it would be a perfect thing to do over the summer, when the park was closed due to the roads becoming impassable because of the annual monsoon.
Well, your new tap might come in handy. That was Krish from HQ warning us about the annual Delhi Times Most Beautiful Park competition. Evidently, this year the newspaper is sending a team of undercover inspectors to assess each individual park.
Mystery shrugs.
I don't see why that should bother us. We never make it past the first round anyway. And frankly, all that attention just means trouble. Well, this year, Krish says the minister herself is taking a special interest. She sees Tigeropolis as the flagship park of her enlightened conservation policy. In other words, she expects us to win.
Mystery frowns.
Ah, I see. Now that is a problem.
Five miles to the north, in a remote corner of the park, an old red jeep swings off the road, drives along an unmarked dirt track and crosses over the railway line and into the core, an area strictly off-limits to tourists. A place where the tigers are rarely disturbed. At the wheel is Raghu, one of India's most notorious poachers. He stops at a small clearing. He's chosen his target location well. There's little chance of his gang getting caught setting their traps here at such an isolated location.
Right, guys. I think these areas over there look the most promising,
he says, pointing at the edge of the clearing.
Perfect tiger territory. Set up the raptor traps exactly how I showed you and make sure they're well hidden.
It's patrol time. Forest Officer Mystery drives along a rarely used track. He likes to keep an eye on the more remote areas every once in a while. In the distance, he notices a dark red jeep with four people standing beside it, deep in conversation.
Akash, I've spotted something. I'm going in.
It's against all the rules. Don't do it!
Too late to heed Akash's warning, Mystery approaches the stunned crook.
Morning,
Mr. Mystery calls out. He tries to appear casual, but can't help fidgeting with his leather holster. It's a nervous thing. These situations make Mystery feel very uncomfortable.
Bit of a surprise, I know.
He worries. Does he sound light-hearted enough? Did that sound menacing? Raghu shoots a glance at Mystery's hand hovering over his holster. How did you find us? Raghu anxiously scans the bushes, trying to suss out if this solitary guard has a backup team. How stupid he'd been, thinking this place was such an easy target. It was ridiculous to think a park as large as Tigeropolis could be run by two bumbling forest officers with a weakness for tea and chocolate cake. This is clearly an elite sting operation. Raghu is angry with himself for falling for it.
I'm going to take you in. Probably best if I sit up front and one of you drives.
Savita, the only woman in the group, responds.
But how did you find us?
She's fighting back the tears, imagining the jail sentence she's facing. After all, poaching is a very serious crime.
Mystery coughs again.
He can't understand why this group looks so intense and upset. They're even more nervous than him. Maybe Akash was right. Perhaps it really is against all the rules to talk to the judges before the end of the most beautiful park competition.
It's a long time since we had something like this happen in the park.
The group in front of him remains silent. They're not giving anything away.
So, welcome to Tigeropolis. Honored guests, let me first say that the Delhi Times is a fine newspaper and we all admire your excellent work promoting India's beautiful parks through your wonderful competition. I know you're supposed to be undercover, but I couldn't help stopping when I saw you here. I appreciate you need to be strictly impartial, but nonetheless, I'd be delighted if you let me be your guide.
Raghu beams broadly. This forest officer is not some heroic figure from a crack anti-poaching unit. He's just someone who somehow mistakenly thinks he and his gang are from the local newspaper. He can't believe his luck. They're off the hook. The rest of the group smile and laugh too. Mystery is delighted, thinking he's broken the ice with the competition judges. Raghu decides to have fun with this.
Well, now that you've discovered our little secret, I suppose that it makes sense for you to show us around, hey, officer? So, do you have any tigers?
This is a Bell Media production narrated by Ashwika Kapoor, written by R.D. Dijkstra, story editor Angela Salt, supported by the Audio Content Fund.
Thanks for coming on a story quest with us. If you like that story, make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you never miss an episode.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.